Bonjour à tous.
Good morning, everybody. This is Philip Lamar here as the writer and producer of today's podcast. This morning, we will be informing you about the challenges of immigrating to a new country. Enjoy. The year was 2006, and it marked the beginning of a new life for my family and me. We were embarking on our journey of moving from Quebec to Florida in the United States. Moving from Canada, where there is snow, into Florida, where it is hot and humid, is not something I would have ever imagined when I was 3.5 years old. I wanted, and still to this day, live in Canada for a little bit longer than I did. Moving to Florida made the beginning of my childhood very challenging. The most challenging element for me was the language barrier. Simple as that. Having that language barrier made me really shy and timid at a young age until I was around 14 years old. It took me over a year to finally accept the fact that I had to learn English. It was not easy at first because I could not fit in anywhere at school. I was a little boy from Canada, which is totally different from Florida, and I could not speak the language properly. Therefore, the language barrier was the most challenging element for me. I have always reflected on my experiences when moving to Florida, but I never got to really dive deeper into what my parents and sister went through. So I said to myself, why not ask some questions to them and put myself in their shoes? I have always wanted to ask you this question, but what was your most challenging aspect when moving from Quebec to Florida?
My main challenge when we moved to Florida from Canada was to provide for my family and as well as performing at my work.
Why were those challenges so difficult for you at that time, and was there any pressure on you?
A company based in Jacksonville, Florida hired me as a software engineer and agreed to sponsor me for a work visa. This visa was only valid for me to work for this employer and did not allow my wife and mother of Roxanne and Philip to work. This particular situation did put some pressure on me to deliver at work, and I do remember working a lot of hours in the months following our move in Florida. It's important to note that I was able to survive a period of layoffs right around June 2006, which is only 4 months after getting hired, and this even put more pressure for me to perform at work. The pressure was mainly coming from the fact that I was the lead architect of a critical computer system for the company that was basically being used by more than 15,000 associates and also bringing more than 75% of the company annual revenues. Basically, for the company, having an outage was simply not an option, as it would have caused a major disruption, affect thousands of associates, and also affect the revenue of the company. In fact, for all the time I was the lead architect for that system, which was for more than 10 years, there were no outages and the business was able to continue to grow.
And lastly, I asked if he ever regretted his decision to moving to Florida, and this is what he said.
In hindsight, I'm still employed by the same company today, and they were able to sponsor all a member of our family to get our green cards in August 2009. We are now proud American citizens since August 2016.
When I heard this, I was blown away at my dad's situation because he had to go through the financial crisis and many businesses lost their business. But as you can see, my dad did not. My mom had a very similar challenge to my dad when she moved to Florida.
My main challenge when our family moved to St. Augustine, Florida from the province of Quebec, Canada, was to find a way to embrace our new community and make it feel like home, create roots to make memories for our family. We didn't know anyone except some connections from my husband's work, but that was about it. We had no friends, no family members around us, and we also had a language barrier. English is our second language. We speak French at home.
How did you overcome this challenge?
Since I was a stay-at-home mom, I've decided to invest my time as a volunteer where our daughter Roxanne went to school. I've dedicated many hours in different projects. School was just built at that time, so a lot of work needed to be done. I was part of the PTO group for many years, started a recycling program, presented Meet the Artist lessons, taught French for Philip's class when he was in second grade, made baked goods for different events, chaperoned many field trips, and also was a proctor when needed. That invested time was the best decision ever. Timberland Creek Elementary made us feel part of the community for sure. I met great people and made good friends over the years. Also, I was introduced to different school administrators, which lead me to work now for the St. John's County School District here in Florida. For sure, St. Augustine, Florida is our home away from home.
Over the years, and especially now, I realize how difficult it was for my mom to find an occupation in the United States. Having to leave her job back in Quebec, she had to work her way up to get the job she has now. And hearing her story makes me feel grateful for all the hard work she has given our family. As a young 3-year-old boy, I was not the only young kid that had to endure all of these challenges. I have one sister who is now 22 years old, and she has come a long way since 2006, when she was only 6 years old.
The hardest thing for me from moving to Montreal to Florida was probably having to reset and relearn a language.
Why was this challenge difficult for you?
I had to learn the English language because I was taught French when I was born. And probably having to leave all my friends behind and having to meet new ones and being very social and first, obviously, learn a language to be able to make friends and speak to them.
Diving deeper into my family's challenges of immigrating to the United States is always something I wanted to do, and I am glad I got the opportunity to do that. That is all I have for today. Thank you for your time and consideration.